Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning. We're back and we're glad that you could be with us today. Today, I feel like today is Friday, but today is not Friday yet. But we are going into a long weekend. Some of us are getting ready for Memorial Day and so many people to celebrate, so many people to honor. You know, we just blessed that God has allowed us another day, another opportunity to help someone, to work with someone, to make someone else's day. You know, when we make somebody else's day, God will make our day. I am such a firm believer of that. And so I just thank God for you, Coach Cassandra, to our other co-hosts. We got some exciting things coming up. We got some exciting activities, and you want to make sure you stay tuned, stay connected, keep up with us. We have a Facebook page where you can connect with us on Facebook, and you can find out what we're doing, where we're going to be. You know, on Tuesday we'll be on the Power Up Your Possibilities. That's right. We're talking about put some power behind the things that are possible. Can you imagine? It's just enough that you realize that, you know what? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that my possibilities are limitless. And then to recognize that there is power to get it going, to make it happen. To re-energize you, to rejuvenate you, and imagine putting that together with possibilities. I'm telling you, it is going to be a show like no other. Our two powerful, powerful guests on June, George Frazier and Lethea Owens. Both of these individuals, you can Google them. You can just put their name in Google, and you will find out some of the exciting and dynamic things that they're also involved in. And let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss that episode. But you're right, Coach Cassandra, they are not going to want to miss this month, June. You're not going to want to miss any month. And if you've been with us from the very first one, you know what we're talking about. You will be powered up and on fire to live the best life you can live and to do it right now. That's right. So good morning, Cassandra. How are you? Okay, I can't hear. I wonder if anybody can hear me since I can't hear you. Okay. Let's see. I know our guest, I was able to hear him a minute ago. Did I lose that? Okay, there you are. Okay, well, maybe Coach Cassandra, I see that her phone line is open. I can't hear her for some reason. And let's see. Okay, area code 404. Your phone line is open.
Good morning, Coach LaLisa. This is David Knight.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, David Knight, the Miracle Monday Man. There you go, MMM. It's a T-shirt that says MMM, Miracle Monday Man.
Amen.
How are you?
I'm doing great. This is an absolute blessing Thursday today. I know we're going to be blessed by the guest that's on the show today. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, Coach Cassandra, you just jump in whenever, you know, your phone gets to where it needs
can
to be.
Can you hear me now, Coach? Hello?
We can hear you now.
Okay. My goodness, technology. Hey, David Knight, Mr. David Knight. How are you, sir? Oh,
I'm doing
God.
Blessed. Good morning, Coach.
Woo, it is such an honor to hear you on, and I hear you guys had a fabulous time in New Jersey. My goodness, you're all over the place.
Man, blessed going in and blessed coming out. It was an awesome time in New Jersey.
And Coach LaLisa, you said he kind of made a kickoff about the Monday Miracle Day.
Right.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely.
Well,
Miracle Mondays.
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, Miracle Mondays is a concept that a group of us was actually inspired to create to help families that are actually in need. We know that there are a lot of families struggling right now, so we decided to start Miracle Mondays, and what that concept is, we'll have needy families nominated, and we'll give up to $250 to a needy family every Monday. You know, that may be able to buy groceries, pay utilities, et cetera. And our illustrious guest is actually a part of it as well.
Wow. Dr. Charles Jackson is a part of it?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Charles Jackson and I are partnering through the Impact Project, and I'm pretty sure he's going to talk about it once he gets on the air.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm excited about that. That's amazing. Wow. This train has left the station because I know it's been a miracle. Every Monday's a miracle, but boy, oh boy, we had a miracle on Saturday. We didn't want to wait till Monday.
Absolutely.
That was so awesome. Yes, Coach Cassandra, back to you.
Awesome. Well, listen, I am so excited because we're going to have David Knight with us on Mondays. He's going to kick off Miracle Mondays with us, and we are so excited about that. And that will also begin the last Monday of May, so you definitely want to tune in with that. He's going to bring us, he's got expertise in technology as well as the social medias, and will be keeping us up to date about that. So we're so excited about this new partnership and about what you're doing, David. I'm telling you, if you guys have not tuned in to mycsn.org, you definitely need to tune in. I hope you got pen and paper out, but we want you to connect with that page. Again, that's mycsn for Christian Social Network, and check it out. You're going to love it. We were hoping to put our flyer on about George Forbes and Lethea Owens also on that page. So we want to make that happen, so you will see that also. And we'll be using all the social medias. That's what makes it so exciting. Audrey Wiggins will be putting us on the Google Hangouts. We'll be doing that for to be televised via Internet, that is. And also, of course, we're going to be on David's network, MyCSN, the Christian Social Network, Facebook, Twitter. Hey, we want to hear your comments. We want you to ask your questions as this segment is going on. And I tell you, America, this is a message to America. Power up your possibilities. And as you know, Coach Lalisa is the power coach. I am the possibility coach. And so we are making it happen, teaching you how to own the power, the God-given power that He's put down on the inside of you, you know, to use for good, to birth your purpose. And you've got to be able to connect to the potential that is lying dormant in many of us. And sometimes we are using our gifts, but, you know, we're just kind of using them half-scattered, not really focusing in. But I'm going to tell you, if you focus in, you are going to watch God and be utterly amazed. Rebecca 1 talks about that. Watch God and be utterly amazed at what He does through you when you submit your gifts to Him, when you allow God in you to come forth. That's really what you're doing. You're allowing Him to use the gifts down on the inside. As you focus in to make it happen, you might need a mentor, you might need a coach. Gosh, you might need to use the social technologies. This is the place to make it happen. We want you to be inspired. We want you to be fired up. And listen, even if you have failed, failure is not final. Many times you're learning something that maybe you hadn't learned before. All of us have stories, not a story, stories of opportunities we had to fail. But we decided to get back up and walk toward what we believe is down on the inside of us to be a blessing to somebody else. Your gift is for someone else. So don't let it lie dormant. Get up and get going. And you know what I'm excited about, y'all, is Dr. Jackson is going to tell us how to be victorious. Dr. Charles Jackson, I'm so excited. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're getting a little feedback. I don't know if it's just the phones right now, but we want to bring Dr. Jackson on if he's on at this time.
I am. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We are so excited to tap into you, and we got to meet this gentleman due to David Knight. They are very good friends. And
absolutely,
you know what I love about your page,
Dr.
Jackson? You've got this victorious poster on your page, and I absolutely love it. It says, life is not how long you live, but how well you live. When
absolutely
you find your purpose, your own mortality is no longer your primary concern. Can you tell us what you meant by that when you wrote that? I love it.
Well, praise God. Well, again, first I want to just say thank you for having me on, and I want to thank David for introducing me to you guys. I love MyCSN.org, and I think it's a wonderful concept, and it's going to be something that's going to bless this whole country and this whole world. David and I are, you know, working together on a lot of things, besides, as you know, but this statement that you just shared is why I'm able to do any of the things that I'm doing right now. In 2009, I was just turning 40 years old. I was I had two beautiful children at the time. They were 5 years old and 3 years old, and I was pastoring a church that I had started when I was at Morehouse College, and 19 years old. I had started from scratch, and things were going well. It had grown to hundreds and hundreds of members, and seemed like things were going really well. I was married, had two children, and everything but the white picket fence. But 2009 was a horrific year. We had to announce to the congregation that we were getting a divorce, but I had to explain that to my children. And then I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, prostate cancer, and I had just gone in to do a routine check. I told my congregation that, hey, you know, I'm trying to set a good example, and I'm going to go out here and get a test, and men, you need to get tested too. And some of the doctors in our congregation were debating about whether they even needed to. I need to get tested until I was 50 years old. And some were saying, no, it's 45. No, it's 50. But I said, well, no, I'd hurt 40. So I went and got tested, and they told me one day that I had stage 4 prostate cancer and that there was no cure for it. And I was knocked down but not out. And at the time, I felt like I was out. And I didn't, you know, it was just a very devastating year. And on top of all that, the IRS was chasing me for a debt that I did not owe. They eventually sent me an apology letter, but that didn't help me in 2009. And so I was just like the devil was just piling on. And I didn't even want to get out of bed some days. And I still had to preach every Sunday, and I still had to do all my responsibilities every week, all during the week, still had to be a daddy and get the children to school and all those good things. But I had lost my zest for life. I had lost my hope. And I was very fearful and felt a sense of futility. But then I started to hear the voice of Jesus remind me that you are victorious, and that my life was not over, and that doctor and the diagnosis was not a death sentence, and that I would live and not die, and that I would be victorious every day, and that death is swallowed up in victory. And I just kept hearing 1 Corinthians, God, who has given us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and therefore be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I began through his grace to start thinking about people like Dr. King and Meg Evers and great people who always had to do what they were doing with the threat of death on them. And that's where that statement came from. I realized that when I focus on what life is truly about, my purpose on this earth, which is to be a blessing to people, which is to help people, which is to empower people, which is to inspire people through Jesus Christ, to help people get into businesses, to help people become great entrepreneurs. When I realized that that was what life was about, then it didn't matter whether I lived another week, another day, another year, another 50 years. The real question is, am I going to be doing what God has called me to do? So that's a long answer for a short question, but that's really what it comes down to.
I love it when failure is not final, when we can
Amen.
Come back. You know, we're like the bounce back kid. You know, I may have got knocked down, but I got back up again, and I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting to be victorious, fighting to keep those statements in front of my face that, you know, my problems will not overtake me. I will overtake him. I will overcome. And you got to tell yourself that. You got to believe that. And so I thank you for, you know, sharing this word of empowerment. And I was really blessed by the video. Can you give us your contact information, your web address? How can folks contact you, sir?
Well, I'm so blessed that the Creative Protocol is the group, the company that's been working with us to try to help us. It's a Christian company. Yes, Ebony Hillsman is the CEO of it, and she put together a website for us called Dr. J Victorious. That's a long story about the Dr. J part, but the Dr. J, D-R-J, victorious.com that there is to know about me is on that site. And everything that is to know about the ministry and the work and the entrepreneurship is there. And drjvictorious.com. And then as far as some of the things we'll talk about later, the contact number is 404-559-3208. That is the Impact Project, which also started in 2009, but I'll talk about that whenever you're ready for me to talk about that.
Okay. Well, folks, I just want to let you know, for those that may have just jumped on, we're talking to Dr. Charles Jackson Sr., author, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and pastor. And he has dedicated his life that helping others live a victorious life. I tell you, I love that. You're helping others to live a victorious life, and you realize that failure was not final and that you were going to do, like the scripture says, to fight the good fight of faith. And you decided to put more faith in believing God than in the doubt, and more faith, you know, than you have in doubting that, you know, you couldn't make it. You decided to flip the script and believe God that you could make it, you could get on top, and that's a good fight to have. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you decide to just press in and press on despite the circumstances?
Well, you know, just like I talk about in the book, You Are Victorious, Winning in the Sport Called Life. I am an avid sports fan. David and other men like me and women are, you know, we spend a lot of time watching, the Miami Heat and all these games. And back in the 90s, I was a very huge Michael Jordan fan. I mean, beyond huge Michael Jordan fan. Growing up, even in the 70s and 80s, I was a huge Muhammad Ali fan. I have every fight Muhammad Ali ever fought on DVD. I'm a huge sports fan, and a lot of people think that sports are futile or just a waste of time. But you know, the Bible says that we run, that the Lord has set this race set before us. We have to run the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Well, I always say, if the Lord compared life to a sport, then there must be something we can learn from sports. And so throughout the book, I use a lot of sports analogies. I think about Muhammad Ali. He got knocked down so many times, but he got back up. He had his title stripped, and because he wouldn't go to the Vietnam War, people hated him. They despised him. It's amazing that he even made it out of the 60s with all these, you know, assassinations in the 60s. It's amazing he even made it out of the 60s. But 70s, he came back, and even though he lost that first fight to Joe Frazier, came back and beat George Foreman when nobody thought he could do it. And I took inspiration from things like that. I believe God can use anything. And I thought about Michael Jordan, how he came back after his father's death, and how he came back and first he lost against the Orlando Magic and was embarrassed and knocked down, and I thought he was going to quit again, but he came back and won three more championships. So I took inspiration from people in the sports world. I took inspiration from Dr. King. I keep thinking about, he was getting death threats. He must have known more than even myself what it feels like every day to not know whether you're going to live or die, whether the clothes you're putting on are going to be the clothes that you die in. It's really, unless you've had that kind of experience, it's hard to explain. Most people take 20 years, 30 years for granted. You know, you hear people say, well, when 10 years from now I'm going to do this, and 20 years from now I'm going to do that. We just talk about it like it's a guaranteed thing. But when you get a diagnosis, or if you have death threats like Dr. King was getting, you realize that I might not make it through the next year. Dr. King talked all the time about how he might not make it to 40 years old, and he didn't. But the point is that he kept doing every day what God called him to do, and that is my inspiration. And I think about Jesus Christ. They said, don't go to Jerusalem. You know, they're going to crucify you. And Peter said, you know, be it far from you to go to there. I'm not going to let that happen to you. And Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. You savor the things that be of men, not the things that be of God. I have to do what God has called me to do, even if it means I'm going to get killed by these Pharisees and Sadducees. So Jesus Christ obviously became the author and finisher of my faith, and I realized that he, at 33, you know, I was 40, but at 33, he had given up his earthly life because he had a greater purpose. And so that is when I realized that victory is, I believe I am going to be completely healed. I believe it's the only reason that I have made it this far, 5 years from the diagnosis, no pain in my body. I am able to do everything God's called me to do. But I believe it's only because of the grace of God. I believe he's going to heal me in his time and in his way. But I realize now that victory is not getting the healing. Victory was overcoming the fear of the death that was keeping me from doing my purpose. Victory in the Greek.
All right.
is the word Nike. It's spelled like Nike, but it's pronounced Nike, and it means victory. It means the power to overcome your enemies, the power to overcome your obstacles. So I began preaching to myself, really. I was preaching to the church the whole year of 2010 and 2011. I kept talking about victory, and we're overcomers. And everybody would come up and say, Pastor, that sermon was for me. And I would just laugh within myself and say, no, that sermon was for me, because I had to preach myself to a place where I realized that I was victorious, even if I was not healed by of the disease of the cancer. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, if not, I'm still not going to bow down. And so that was where I got my strength. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, the death has been swallowed up in victory. Don't be afraid of whatever. You know, I want to say to anybody who's listening, whatever you are going through, whether it's the embarrassment or the hurt from divorce, you know, that's hurtful for anyone to feel like they failed in their marriage and they didn't make their marriage work, or they didn't marry the right situation, or whatever the case may be. That's a bad feeling, especially when the church starts jumping on you and people start condemning you. You feel like you're useless and you're disqualified. But God says not so. God says, listen, like you said just a few moments ago, failure is not final. And just because you fail doesn't make you a failure. God gives us the victory, the power, the Nike to overcome and then to go on to win. Because winning is now doing that thing that God called you to do. And so I started to see the differentiation between victory and winning, and that victory was overcoming your obstacle. But if you still don't do, after you overcome your obstacle, if you still don't do what you've been called to do, we're still not a winner until you're doing what you've been called to do. And vice versa, if you're winning and you still have obstacles, you're still a winner even though you have obstacles that you haven't overcome yet. So it's just a beautiful thing in Christ to really get into his word. And now when I preach, I've been preaching since I was 16 years old, but now when I preach, I tell people, I was preaching out at Shaw Temple in Smyrna, Georgia these last three weeks, and they asked me to come back for a fourth week, thank God. And I've been telling them, you know, that this thing is not the end, and that Jesus is real. His word is true. Everything he's ever said in his word that we preach by theory, when you actually go through a devastating experience in your life, I want to encourage anybody that's listening, and encourage you as well, that you are victorious. And we are all overcoming.
Wow. Listen, folks, we're listening to Dr. Charles Jackson, Dr. Charles H. Jackson, Sr. He is awesome. And I see the scripture on his page that says 1 Corinthians 15:57, which is one of my favorites, but thanks be to God, which causes us to have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And he also has a flyer of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it says, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And I'm going to use that as a segue for Dr. Charles Jackson to tell us about the new venture that you are into to help people, to help churches, to help businesses be successful. Can you share that with us and also that contact
info? Absolutely. I don't think I've been as excited about anything since I was maybe 19 years old starting the church. I have had the blessing to be a part of the Impact Project. The Impact Project is a nonprofit corporation that has at its heart three keys: to equip, to empower, and to employ. And I always joke with people, it's hard to employ people when you don't have resources, if you don't have money, if you don't have businesses, if you don't own businesses. And, you know, we can control our own economy within our churches. We don't have to be as pastors and as bishops and as ministers and as church people. We can live what we preach. You know, we talk about being blessed and highly favored, and we talk about being the head and not the tail, and the owner, the lender and not the spender, the lender and not the borrower. But, you know, in order to make that come to pass, we have to get into entrepreneurship. And in the Atlanta area, there is a chain of stores, grocery stores, called Wakefield Foods. And they adopted the Impact Project. I'd say it's only the favor of God. But by working with Mr. Ron Edgenfield, the owner of Wakefield Foods, with the Impact Project in 2009, I had been with that company, serving them as a core 2005. But in 2009, we got the idea to do the Metro Atlanta Community Impact Project. Then we realized that it was bigger than the Metro Atlanta area. It was bigger than even just community. It's about impacting people, like Dr. King talks about, helping others. And so this year, we started partnering with Fran Harmony. Fran Harmony, like, you know, there's eHarmony to match people with other people, the person of their dreams. But Fran Harmony is a website, franharmony.com. And what Fran Harmony does, F-R-A-N, Fran is short for franchise. Fran Harmony seeks through software and technology to bring persons together with the franchise opportunity that fits them. You know, everybody can't run every business. Some things are going to be specific to what your likes are, just like every woman, every man is not for everybody. It could be there's some wonderful women out there, wonderful men out there, but everybody's not for you. And I found that out, and that's just the truth. But as it relates to our business life, that same principle is true. And what Fran Harmony is doing and what the Impact Project is doing is getting people into franchises that they can afford, franchises that will be able to have a track record, franchises that are in a situation where they can not only employ other people, but they can develop resources for their own selves. Of course, you know, people know Meineke and Amoco and different places different things like that. But there are a lot of companies, restaurants, food services that you are able to afford. And we not only help people find the franchise, but we also, Fran Harmony helps persons to fund the franchise. So we started a referral partner program and what we call the Yes Success Academy. And the YES stands for Young Entrepreneurs Seeking Success. Young Entrepreneurs Seeking Success. The YES Success Academy is going to try to help high school students, college students, MBA students, young people in general who want to be entrepreneurs, who don't just want to get a job, they want to start a job, they want to be business owners, they want to be entrepreneurs. What we say is, listen, work with us, partner with the Impact Project, partner with Fran Harmony, work with us in franchise consulting, learn that business, and you will be able to generate the kind of resources financially where you can buy your own franchise and within 2 years very easily, being a part of our referral program or being a part of our Yes Success program. So it's exciting, and it's a great opportunity for Christians. It's a great opportunity for pastors and churches. I would love to see churches owning franchises. The church that I helped to start, we bought a 24,000-square-foot plaza. It was an eyesore to the community. It was just sitting there. But when we got it, just like what Christ does with anything, we called it the Christian Plaza, and we started renovating it. We've had fitness center there. We've had a learning center here. We've had barber ministry here. Now we have a learning center here. We have several churches that utilize the facility. The South Fork police have come and used the facility for different things. It is a facility now that is now a resource to being able to empower for the things that we're doing in the community. So it's exciting. I'm very thankful.
Wow, that is so exciting. Coach Lalisa, oh, my God, I know she's waiting by, but tell us the contact info for Fran Harmony.
Fran Harmony is www, of course. I don't know why people still say that, but it's franharmony.com. And you can go on that site. You can learn about us, our services. You can find out how to get the free consultation. You can go through all the franchises, and you can look at the different franchises, over 380 franchises, daycare, automotive, senior care, which is very booming business area right now, printing and copying, Alpha Graphics, is a franchise that we represent. We represent over 380 franchises that persons can come to us for free. Did I mention it is free? It's a free franchise service to the person who's interested in buying a franchise or getting involved with franchise ownership. The phone number is 404-559-3208. That is the number for the Impact Project, and we can connect you with the franchise consultant who will help you find the franchise of your dreams. So Fran Harmony is helping you find the franchise that fits your life and fits your budget. And then we've got an exciting program. We have about 7 or 8 funding sources that can help persons to find resources to purchase their franchise that they may not have even thought about. When I found out about it, I had never heard about some of the opportunities there are to not get loans and not get into debt, but to use resources that you didn't even realize you could use without any tax penalty and get to a place of financial freedom.
Wow. You know, you said that phone number a little fast. Can you give it to us one more time, a little slower, sir?
That is the story of my life. People joke with me about that all the time. The phone number is 404-559-3208. Now, that might be because I really want them to go to the website, because when they go to Fran Harmony, And they fill out information there, and go to the Contact Us page. When you go to the Contact page, like I'm doing right now on my tablet, when you go to your Contact page, you will see where you can put down all the information about yourself. And if you send that all, they will, you know, they will definitely have more information about you, can lock in, and they can be able to get you connected up to a consultant free of charge. That will advise you and help you not only to find the franchise of your dreams, but also to help you learn how to fund the franchise of your dream. But again, that number is 404-559-3208. And then info@franharmony.com is the email that you can send away, that you can email to be able to get more information. info@franharmony.com. Again, that's Harmony like eHarmony, Fran like franchise, Fran Harmony, matching people together with the franchise of their dreams.
Awesome, awesome. Coach Lalisa, I know she's wanting to jump in and ask you some questions. This is so exciting. Woo. Okay. Coach Lalisa?
Okay.
Yes. Someone's got their radio or something on. Can you mute your phone, please?
There we go.
Okay. I'm going to be the only one. No, but also, wow, can you hear me? I was lost for a moment there.
Yes,
I hear you.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Charles, and thank you for what you're doing and your work that you're doing. Thank you for coming on and sharing your powerful testimony and being so down to earth and open with people to, you know, share the things in your life that will be able to empower and encourage, instruct and teach other people, you know. A lot of people take attention marriages and they think that they know how to do it because they watched a television show or a sitcom.
Right.
Or even their parents were married and they didn't know what was going on behind the, as people used to say back in the day, the closed doors. And people just, and so, and if they only hear the good things and they never hear what the challenges can be, a lot of times people go into marriage and they're not equipped fully to handle things. And so I like you, you know, shared, though I'm still married to the same person after 24 years, but, you know, there's been some challenges that I have shared, like you, through a book even, and it has helped people because they've shared that. And so
Amen.
I so appreciate you being a man to share that because, you know, women, you know, we're always kind of sharing.
Right.
These things. I'm so glad that a man can do that. And I can just think of a couple of people, like real personal right now, that really needs your story and your book and everything. And so I got to make sure I connect them with that before this weekend is out. And I'll be sharing, you know, whatever I can get off of your page or your website.
Thank you.
You know, on a personal note about your healing and about, you know, your, yeah, really, because a lot of times, you know, people think that it's just so easy to be married and it's just so easy to overcome things. And, I mean, it is through God. But yes, but through God. Anyway, so I don't want to get into that. I just want to say thank
you. You are welcome. My pleasure.
Can't thank you enough. And something you said really struck a chord with me when you talked about overcoming
yes.
the enemy. You know, we have the power. That's like my all-time favorite topic. I love talking about entrepreneurship.
Right.
I love talking about going to college and things of that nature. But just so that you know, Dr. Jackson, my ultimate, all-time favorite topic is talking about how we have the power to overcome
Amen.
The enemy
Amen.
who has a plan to destroy us. Plan. But I love to say that God's plan is bigger and better
Amen.
And supersede the enemy's plan. But I don't know, Dr. Jackson, how you feel about this, but I just believe that so many people, they just don't believe that the enemy wants to destroy them. Can you just talk to that for a minute before you get back to your impact program and your Miracle Monday work and other things?
Well, you know, it's amazing that you talk about that because that's what I realize. I realize that the devil doesn't fight fair. He doesn't wait till you're having a good day and say, I'll come back later when everything is going just right. But the devil comes when you're at your most vulnerable moment, your most vulnerable point, when you're in your most lowest point, when you're hungry after 40 days of not eating, like Jesus in the wilderness.
Right.
And he doesn't wait, and he comes at the very core issues of your self-worth. Are you truly the Son of God, as he said to Jesus? Do you really, you know, are you really who you say you are? And that's really what was at the heart of all of the devil's attacks. It was going after his psyche. It's a matter. One of the things I talk about in the book is that it's all the things that we do to have victory and to achieve the victory. Like you said, we have the power. I mean, we have the nike. That is, again, that's the Greek word for victory. It is the power to overcome. We have it. We have the power to overcome. But if we don't have the mind to overcome, and we don't match our mindset with the power that we have available to it. It's like having a car without a key. Your car is ready to go, but if you're running around the house looking for your keys, like some of us might be doing this morning, if you don't have your key, then you can't get power of the car that is in that engine. And God is our power. He is the source to help us to overcome. He is the life, the truth, and the way. He is the source of all healing. He is the Alpha and the Omega. We have the power. So what I realized is that the devil, his greatest trick is to make us think he doesn't exist, to make us think that he is not behind these demonic attacks. Even church folk come at people, you know, when they're at their lowest points, a young girl, unfortunately, and outside the will of God gets pregnant, and instead of showing the love of Christ and trying to love that girl, people just, you know, they literally condemn that child, just like the woman with the Pharisees brought before Jesus, who was caught in the very act of adultery, and they said, well, what should we do with this woman? And Jesus said, no, we're not going to stone her. You don't even have the moral authority to stone this woman. Who do you think you are to try to pile on this young girl? He that has not had a failure or a sin or an error or a mistake in their life, you go ahead and throw the first stone. But I think church folk
you know, I love Christians, but church folk really get on my nerves. And I, you know, everybody that's church folk is not a Christian, but all Christians go to church and are part of the body of Christ. But everybody in the body of Christ has not embraced the love of Jesus and just so focused on beating people up and become a tool of the enemy. The Bible says the devil is an accuser of the brethren. That is the description of the devil in the Bible. But the Bible says in 1 John that Jesus is an advocate. He's up there pleading our case and saying, no, you know, take me, don't take them. But you don't find that spirit in a lot of the churches. So, I had to repent. You know, I probably was one of those type of Christians at one point in my ministry. But as I grew up in Christ and I realized that I was not in the meetings with God when he created the earth, and I wasn't on his board when he decided to create man and woman. And, you know, so I had to get off the judgment seat and not be a part of the devil's agenda, which is to destroy people. Like I said, when we have failures, it doesn't make us failures. It's not qualify us. God does not stone us. I love the sermon the woman preached on last night here at Spread the Word Ministries, Dr. Handy. She preached that, you know, not only when Peter was sinking in the water, when he was walking on the water, not only did he believe in Jesus to say, Lord, save me, but Jesus believed in Peter by saving him. Jesus could have let Peter drown. Well, you got out on the water and you're seeing the boisterous wind and you don't believe I'm really Jesus, and now you're thinking, go on and sink. But no, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus caught him, the Bible said, and took him in his arms. And that kind of stuff gets me going, because I get so excited when I realize that even with all of my errors, mistakes, and sins, and all of my failings, that God still sees me as victorious. And I want to encourage anybody listening that don't let other haters and people who want to judge you and condemn you, and, you know, condemning is not saying that what you did was right. Condemning is not saying what you did was wrong. Condemning is saying you as a person are no good, and because of your error, mistake, or sin, you need to be destroyed. And there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. He does not condone. He didn't condone the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. He said, go and sin no more. He didn't condone her, but he didn't condemn her either. He said, go, live your life, be victorious. And that's what I say to young entrepreneurs, people who have gotten fired from jobs and been working for corporate America. Now they're questioning their self-worth. The devil is questioning your very identity, who you are. And I say to you that you don't. Yeah, you can get back into the corporate world if you want, but it would be even better to be your own corporation, be your own business, be your own boss, invest in your own future and success, and feel worthy of it. Some people don't feel worthy of the blessings. It's like Peter when he was in the boat, and Jesus filled that boat with fish, so many fish that he had to call on his other partners, like David Knight. So many fish he had to call on his people from the other boat and say, hey, I can't handle all this blessing. And then he said, you know what, Lord, you need to go away from me, because you obviously think I'm a righteous person if you're blessing me with all these fish. They weren't fishing for sport. They were fishing for their life. They were fishing for food. They were fishing for their business. And Jesus blessed them in their business, and Peter didn't feel worthy of it. He said, get away from me. I am a sinful man. If you knew what I've done, you would destroy me instead of blessing me. And Jesus said, fear not. He said, from this point forward, you're going to do something bigger than just make money. You're going to make people's lives. You're not just going to catch fish. You're going to catch women and men, boys and girls, with the life, faith, and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So that, don't get me started. That's what I'm all about right now. There's nothing else to be about Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And his people.
Wow. Wow. Well, Coach Fred, your phone line is open, Coach Fred, whenever you can jump in. But this train ain't stopping. You got to jump on. This is hot, hot, hot. I just love that, what you said, Dr. Charles, Pastor Jackson. I mean, wow, oh, wow. This is amazing. Gosh, you make a person want to fly down to Atlanta.
Come on,
good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I guess I got to intrude in here in order to get a word in.
That's right. Listen. Woo! This is some good
Good morning, words. Dr. Charles. Jackson Senior, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. I listened from the very beginning, and I heard you talk about the Impact program, and then you went into sports. And something just came to me as you were speaking about that. And you were talking about leading a victorious life. Well, we know in Christ, you don't get a victorious life until you find your purpose.
Amen.
You
got
to find your purpose first. And in relating that back to the sports, sport is about victory.
Absolutely.
And it's about victory. That victorious life was given to us and it was made final through the blood of Christ. So when we're talking about leading a victorious life, that's a future. That's already done. That's an already done deal. It's victorious. It's already done. Victory is in the present. Victorious is already done. So when we keep doing every day what we're called to do, which I believe you said, it's practice.
Yes.
And that's going back to sports. It's practice. It leads to practice leads to a victorious life. So whether you're an entrepreneur
wow.
or you're a Christian, you've got to practice daily to be victorious in business or in Christ, because that's what's going to lead to your victorious life. A lot of people want to be victorious in their job or in Christ. Everybody wants to win, but nobody wants to practice. And that's the big thing that I got out of what you said and how I related that back to sports and the impact. Because the biggest thing in sports is impact, especially in football. If you think of football, impact is a big thing. So
yes.
that's what came back to me with that. So I appreciate that word.
Wow.
And the way your program is developing and what you're doing is wonderful. And I just appreciate your words you've given this morning and all you've said. I know we've been blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We have a few minutes left. We want to get as many calls in. But thank you so much for that follow through, Coach Fred. That's awesome. All right. Area code 908. Tell us your name and where you're calling from and state your case.
Oh, listen. Praise ye the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I am truly rejoicing and being glad with, oh, my God, all about the Entrepreneur Show on this morning. My name is Minister Valerie Allen. I'm calling in from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And what the last great man just said, that was a powerful statement he just said. It's nothing else about was like, Lord Yahshua Christ Jesus, my God, what an awesome, awesome God we serve. I tuned in late, but I feel like I'm not late because I tuned in right on time, and I received what the word was, you know, with about the fishermen of men. As he said, it's nothing else about anymore but that, my Lord, and using our God-given talents and abilities. I'm so in agreement with that and echoing behind that great word on this morning, because truly there's nothing left for me but, you know, being able to save souls under the name of Yahshua Christ Jesus. There's nothing else to be about, as the man of God says, wow, 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 wow. Wow. To God be all the glory. God bless you, coaches, LaLisa and Coach Cassandra. Much love to you.
Well, let me tell you, don't forget now, you can listen to the full archive of this show about 10 minutes or so after we go off air. So as soon as we go off, it takes them about 10 minutes to render the show or whatever they need to do, and then you can go to our Blog Talk page, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. That's blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, www, of course. And you can go there and you can download this. You'll download this and you'll see the name. Of course, you'll see the date because all the shows are archived there, and you just can actually can listen to that one and just sit there if you have the time and listen to a few others. So you are certainly welcome to do that. We encourage you to do that. We encourage everyone listening today. We thank you for tuning in, and please tell someone about this broadcast, because it's a networking, it's a collaborating, it's partnering, it's encouraging others, And, you know, we, especially those in the African-American community, and I know the show is not just about Americans, but people need to know, we have been told that we don't work together, that we don't support each other. We've been told that. I've been told that. I can't say we because maybe you weren't told that. I've been told that. And I, some of this I've been told on national television. So they, I know they weren't just talking to me. And so I've seen it in textbooks. I've seen it in movies. I've seen it on the silver screen and the no screen. And so we are an example that we do support each other. David Knight, I did not know this man. He flew into New Jersey, you know, came to New Jersey, and did his Miracle Monday. I didn't know, you know, Mr. Valerie Allen, and she was a woman that I met in a grocery store, and things we've done great, great, great things together. We've partnered together. We've worked together over the years we've known each other. Coach Cassandra, met online, never met this woman face-to-face ever. We just met on the through Facebook. So we, this show is important that we continue to support each other, work together. You know, David Knight supporting our Power Up Your Possibilities. Here's another one I'll give you. George Frazier. George Frazier. Some of you know he has a big name when it comes to entrepreneurship, leadership, speaking, training. This man has a name about as big as any of them. Yet, he's going to be on our show. Why? Because we do support each other. He could have said, oh, I don't know them. Who are they? He doesn't know. He didn't know either one of us. And he could have said, hey, you know, I get paid thousands. This man gets paid thousands to speak anywhere, okay? And so he said, you know, but we have to get the word out that we do support each other, and it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be in our circle. You don't have to know each other. We don't have to know each other. We can meet for the first time, and we will support whether you're a woman, whether you're a male, whether you're a youth, or what have you. And so we need this word. So anyway, I just want to put that out there. So this show is bigger than just a morning motivation. It's bigger than that, and you get your miracle. I know many people are standing in need of a miracle. You'll get your salvation. You'll get your blessing. You'll get your instructions. You'll get a scripture. You'll get a song. You know, toward the end of the show, usually Coach Cassandra comes on and she'll sing "Ain't No Stopping Us Now," because that's a song that we've used for years and years. She's probably laughing right now, but it's okay. Her phone, I don't think her phone line is open. But, you know, and so many, many people, you know, that are supporting Danielle Davis, who, you know, just volunteered to do our flyers because she saw that we needed to get them out. I don't know her. We don't know each other. But I'm telling you, we got to get this message to every church, every school, every daycare center, every counseling center. We got to let people know that we do support each other, and here's a place to come get the support. I like the concept of your franchise, your friend, a harmony, a franchising, showing people. I love the concept. Of course, you know, we love the concept of starting your own business. We're all about entrepreneurs here, so that goes without saying. But we're also all about Jesus, too. We're all about the Lord. And because without Jesus, I wouldn't be here. I don't know where Coach Cassandra and Coach Fred and others would be without him. But I know I would not be here. I'm talking about Larissa right now. I wouldn't be here without him, okay? And I wouldn't be here without being able to say that. God told me years ago, he told me, little girl, what I took you out of, you are not going to ever deny me, ever, because just remember where you were. Just remember where the moment you start being fearful of putting me up front and saying that who I am, just remember where I got you from. And all he, you know, he told me that then, and he'll have me now to get out. I'm reminded, even when I try to get too far away, God be like, okay, just remember where I got you from. Ain't about nobody else. I know where I was. I know where I was headed. And I know the people, Dr. Charles, the people that were headed with me, many of them, about 80% of them are dead. Dead. Not dying. They're already dead. And I'm not talking about dead of just old age and lived good and just died. No, no, no. I'm talking about stabbed, shot, HIV, AIDS, because they didn't have HIV back then. AIDS, dead, shot, stabbed, or doing life in prison. Anyway. So that's why I have to mention him, and that's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to say that Jesus is Lord of not only my life, but of everything I do. And who, if anybody doesn't like it, well, you know, take it up with Jesus. Take it up with him.
Amen.
Amen.
It's too much for you because people have told me, oh, don't take all that. I said, well, maybe not for you, but for me it takes that and more. I'm trying to get more of it, not less.
Amen.
But, you know, I just wanted to put that out there so people can go in and
praise the Lord.
Like,
no, receive that.
Yes.
Amen,
I
Coach.
This is, go ahead. Like
this is David Knight. I just want to say thank God that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the overseer of the overcomers, because we are some overcomers. And Dr. Jackson, do you have any book signings coming up? Because I know you just rolled out your new book. Do you have any book signing dates?
Well, we've got no specific dates yet. We wait for the publisher to release the physical books, but the e-books are on Amazon, Kindle, and, of course, everything can be linked up, including this broadcast. We're going to have this on there. We want to spread the word about this powerful, powerful ministry here. We want to let people know about CSN. All that's on drjvictorious.com. And then in June, I promise I'll let AAE know about what we're doing and when we're doing it here in the Atlanta area and beyond. David and I want to get on the road. We love sharing the gospel. We love sharing about business. So we're going to get out there and tell everybody about it.
Hey, Dr. Jackson, real quick, I heard this a couple of times, and I don't know if we have a lot of time, but you keep saying Dr. J. Can you explain that?
Well, when I was at Overbrook High School in Philadelphia back in the day, I could really play ball, and all my little high school friends used to call me Dr. J, and I loved it. Then I came to Atlanta, so everybody stopped calling me Dr. J. So when I got my doctorate, I told the congregation, I said, well, you know, now y'all have to call me Dr. J because I got my doctorate. And, you know, we're always promoting education, and we've made it a joke around the church. And now that I'm not pastor of the church anymore, I passed the baton to John Battle, used to play for the Hawks, and Regina Bell Battle. And she is still a great singer, and the two of them are doing a great work now. I'm able to focus on the Impact Project. But so instead of calling me Pastor J or Pastor J, they all just call me. And so when we started the book and started the website, we went with Dr. J Victorious, and that's what I believe in Christ. As Coach Fred said, when you're in Christ, you have the victory. And what victorious is of my present state. It's not something I'm pressing towards. It's who I am in Christ, and I love it. And I'm so thankful that you have me on today, my sister.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. You guys are rocking it. I am so glad you came on today. This is so exciting. And as you know, one of the favorite things I love to say when we're about to wrap it up is you guys have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. But I love it to hear what David Knight says it too. I just such a wonderful compliment. And listen, Dr. J,
yes.
Are there some closing remarks for us before we wrap this up today?
you know, I'm almost in tears over here, which has become something new now, I guess. So maybe it's some of the treatment that I get for this cancer or whatever. But I am so much more in touch with my emotional side. But I'm so overcome right now. And because I believe there might be someone who's listening who has been diagnosed or may be diagnosed with something, and I hope they will know that it is not the end and that God is a healer and he does keep us and he is faithful to his word. And there might be persons who have gone through divorce or they've had bad things happen to them and they're maybe feeling ashamed and feeling useless and feeling like they're disqualified and they can no longer have a boat full of fish. But Jesus came into Peter's boat, even though he was a sinful man and had made mistakes and errors, and used him to do great things in the body of Christ and to be a great rock for the church. And so I just want to encourage anyone, I want to encourage everyone who's listening, that Jesus Christ loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to win in life, which is doing your purpose call and helping others every day. So that's my closing word. I hope that you will support the book, You Are Victorious, Winning in the Sport Called Life. It's on Amazon and Kindle, and we'll be doing book signings with David Knight on mycsn.org. We're going to do a virtual book signing on his social media revival. And so we're excited about it. And so I love you guys, and thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, David Knight. Do you have any closing words? We appreciate you. MyCSN.org, and that stands for My Christian Social Network. Folks, get signed up. We want to support this great organization. It is the Facebook for Christians, and we absolutely salute you, Mr. David Knight. Do you have any closing remarks for us, sir?
No, this is just an awesome show. Glad to be partner up with Dr. Jackson and the Impact Project. I would like to ask, before we close, let Dr. Jackson give us a prayer because he's an awesome man of God and have some awesome word. Thank you, ladies, for having me on the show. Coach Fred, Coach Felisa, Coach Cassandra, thank you all.
Thank you. We love you. We love your family. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank
God.
Dr. J.?
Yes, Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for this celebration. We thank you for this program. We thank you for the lives that have been encouraged and the persons who have been inspired. Lord, we thank you for every person who has phoned in, those who we've heard, those who we have not heard, those who are going to listen in the future, who are listening presently. Lord, we know your Holy Spirit who will touch them right where they are. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our source of victory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the purpose that causes us to win and to triumph always in life. And Lord, no matter what has knocked us down, we thank you that we are never knocked out in Christ Jesus, that we are overcomers and that we can do all things, that you come that we might have victory. You came that we might have overcoming power in our life. And in this world, we will have tribulation. But you said in John 16:33, Lord, to be of good cheer, to be of good cheer, to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. And when we tap into you, Lord Jesus, we are overcomers and victorious. And our businesses, our families, our children, our marriages, our lives, our health can be restored. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. And we give you all the praise and honor, and thank you for this powerful ministry that will go across the country and across the world to inspire entrepreneurs and Christians to do great things. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, back to you, Coach Felisa. I'm going to let you take it on out.
Thank you. I'm mobile here, so thank God for you technology genius like Dr. David Knight and Dr. Jack and Dr. J. I like that. I caught that little basketball star. But, yes, and I love those four technologies, and thank God. I know it's windy here, so I'm going to get out here, and I want you all to have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll see you back tomorrow, same time. Thank you for those calling in and sharing with us, those listening in. It's been a blessing. Now, I think I just hit the wrong button there. But it's okay. I think I'm going to come up with something new one day real soon. So everyone, be blessed and enjoy. Go out, show the love, share the love. Love somebody with the love of Christ. I love what the teaching today. No condemnation. Not being a chooser of the brethren. God supports us. We got to support everyone. And everybody be blessed. Amen.